host, Ben.
And I'm your other host, Daniela.
And we are doing this new show this semester. This is the first semester we're doing it. We are new friends, and we immediately became co-hosts about 6 months after that. Yep. So that explains what's going on here. We both used to have shows, though. What was your show?
Mine was Life's a Beach, and it was pretty much just all music that had to do anything or reminiscent of like beach and water and ocean.
Okay, what are some of the best songs you played while doing that show? When'd you do it also?
I did it a year ago, actually, and it was at 11 a.m. on like a Tuesday or something. And I don't know, I played a lot of like, I found this one really like rare like ocean soundtrack type of thing, and that was pretty cool. Yeah, how about your show?
My show was called Cream of Wheat. It was with my co-host Aiden Dembski. We have since stopped. That is not going to be happening this semester as actually, that's against what we promised. We said we were going to do it, but we decided not to last minute. But we might start again. Who knows? We're going to see. But we're trying out this new show, Rambler in Chief. Also, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that first song was called Japanese Ceremonial Tea, Interlude.
Pretty good song. That was the first time I had ever heard it, so that was quite a surprise that Ben had in store for their inaugural show.
Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that song's vibe, but
it's like indie movie, like, ooh, closing credits.
Oh, for sure. Over like some film.
Of you going off on a train and like the camera being still and you're just going shh.
Oh, you're so right. No, we should make that. Write that down. All right, do you have a song for us?
I can find one. Okay. Actually, yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, we got a song?
All right. Let me just pull it up for our
we're still working out the technical difficulties.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a year.
It has been a full year for Daniela. Should we see how many people we have listening to us, Daniela?
Yeah, why not?
All right,
let us know.
Let's see. Who do we have? We have 10 listeners.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Hello, everyone out there.
Yeah, please call in. It's on WMFO.org. You can just reach out to us, call us. We will answer. We have to. We are obligated to answer. So, feel free. All right, we have the song?
Yes, we do. Yep, here we go.
We are ready.
Last ditch, just
Welcome back, Danielle. Will you tell us what that song was called?
Yeah, it's Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast.
What was it called then? Sorry.
Roadhead.
Okay, that's what it was called. And it's by Japanese Ceremonial Breakfast. That was the second song.
Ceremonial Breakfast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the title from the previous song, which was Japanese Ceremonial Tea Interlude. What was it called? So Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast.
Correct.
Okay, so we had some conversation topics to go through, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah? What was that one that you brought up?
Well, judging by today, it was a pretty warm day.
It sure was.
I was talking to Ben about how the groundhog, first time I could ever remember, saw its shadow, this rodent decided that spring would come early. So
spring will come early. Is that what we heard?
Yeah, that's what we heard. And then subsequently, I was on my Facebook, and I saw that Tubbs posted an article on everything about Groundhog Day, which is honestly a really weird holiday if you really think about it.
Oh, Tubbs really did this.
Yeah, I told you.
Five things you didn't know about groundhogs.
Okay. Yeah, like groundhogs are supposedly really big squirrels, which makes me kind of uncomfortable.
No, they're very scary looking.
They are.
They're kind of like beavers, but beavers are cute because they like build stuff. Oh, yeah. So number two, they are actually large squirrels capable of weighing up to 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Don't mess with these guys. One time I was in a forest preserve and it was like raining pretty hard. We like look and we see this little tiny squirrel. We're like, this squirrel has no family. And we like called all these people think it was a groundhog.
Well, I mean, if it didn't have a fluffy, I don't really know the difference, honestly. I was just shocked at the fact that they actually did this. Like, there are a lot of things going on in this world and in this country to begin with. And then they posted an article about this.
This is pressing news. This is very important. What else is on Tufts now?
I have no idea. Probably other things that are just as informational and important, like understanding that groundhogs
are here squirrels. We are. Ask the expert, are essential oils dangerous to pets?
Wait, you're joking.
No, I'm certainly not. Oh, here's an article by the same person who did one, who did the groundhog one. Why are there so many wild turkeys in Massachusetts now?
Well, this is actually an interesting topic because I saw a turkey like 2 weeks ago.
I have not seen a wild turkey, but they look weird.
You know, turkeys supposedly were supposed to be our like representative
the
bird.
The national bird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't choose it. I don't know how true this is because turkeys, when it rains, like look up sometimes and they drown.
Well, I do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like, okay. I don't know. I feel like, wasn't it Benjamin Franklin who was very adamantly like, we need it to be the turkey? And everyone was like, dude, like,
yeah,
we won't. We actually just won't.
He was a smart guy in a lot of things. Maybe not that.
Maybe just not. He wasn't.
Also, turkeys look creepy.
Turkeys do look creepy. They're like, all right. Like, they kind of looked like the founding fathers. Like, when I imagine what a founding father would look like as a bird, that man right there.
Yeah, that's true.
On my screen. He just very, I don't even know. He's just wrinkly. All right. Should we play another song?
Yeah, why don't we?
All right. This next song is going to be by Death Cab for Cutie, and I will announce the name afterwards. And
get ready.
Here it is.
be taught. And I wanna sell but not be bought. So let us not be lonesome. So let us not be lonesome. Lost in between our needs and wants. I've been feeling lonely. Your touch, my touch, I feel the rush.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Rambler in Chief. Although I think we're probably going to switch the name up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't have a... I don't... I don't have a good suggestion.
I haven't felt it yet.
It doesn't seem like what we're doing out here. Like, I think we're doing something distinctly different from Rambling and Chief, whatever that means.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
stay tuned.
Here are some of the other names we proposed, and if you decide that you like any of them, let us know.
By the way, that song that just finished playing was Simple Dude by Tokyo Police Club. So, yeah.
That's a good one. Here are some of the other names we have. We aren't set on any of them, and we're gonna keep looking. Speedo Bump. Aww. Double Entourage, which I like personally. Then we have Rambler in Chief. And then we have a colon with like a lowercase O.
Yeah. I think that was a good one.
What sound does that emoji make?
But that's not a good way to introduce a radio show.
The rigmarole. Which I'm not feeling, but I like it the most.
I don't know. I'd give that like a solid like B-. All right.
Yeah. No, I'm not obsessed with these. The Ox Murderers.
That's like literal.
I'm like bad at enunciating it, so I'm glad we didn't choose that one.
Let us know if you know us.
Yeah, please let us know.
Or if you don't know us,
call in. Call in right now, honestly. Right? This is a perfect time.
Shout out to Dylan. Dylan.
Oh, my dad. My dad. My dad just texted me. He said Double Entourage. So that's his favorite.
Oh.
Okay. I like that one too.
I mean, out of all of them, honestly, that's probably the best one.
And that's the only one I made up.
That's true.
I made that one. All the other ones we stole.
We did steal.
We did steal. We were thieves, but we were bandits in the night. But that one we made.
Yeah.
Together.
We did.
Right now.
Not right now.
Not right now. In the past. Okay. So, something I want to talk about is my childhood. Something nostalgic. Something that,
I don't know. It's going to take a lot longer than, 40 minutes.
We can't unpack all of it. But something that I think we should talk about is a program that, for whatever reason, doesn't exist anymore and recently got brought back into, my consciousness. And that was Codename Kids Next Door. For those of you listening who don't remember it, I'll find a synopsis. Do you remember it, Danielle?
Yeah, it was a bunch of kids that, lived in a treehouse, and they were, spies and whatnot, and a lot of them had, sunglasses. That's all I really remember. And I would watch it on occasion, but it wasn't necessarily, the staple show that I'd always want to watch. But if it was on, I would watch it.
Yeah, okay. So to expand, we had, so it was five kids that were, part of, a secret agent organization. Yeah. We had number one through five.
Oh, yeah, there were numbers?
Yeah, and I guess, according to the official Wikipedia, it's Numba, spelled Numbuh. One, Nigel Uno. Number two, Hoagie Pete Gilligan Jr., and so on and so forth. And they would fight crimes against kids, such as homework and flossing, that were committed by evil adults, senior citizens, teenagers, and other children. And then weren't there those, other, kids that kind of remind me of All Tough Students?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I, vaguely do. Again, this was so long ago.
Okay, we can refresh this later. But that's something that I think we should watch and then explain in great detail to our current audience.
Sure, I guess. I mean, I just remember the head guy had, no hair.
He had
the same face shape as, what's that other show? Hey Arnold.
What? Hey Arnold.
The same, football head
shape. He has the Dora head, basically, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he totally has the Hey Arnold head.
Yeah.
Or Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, but I didn't watch, I don't know.
You didn't?
I watched Hey Arnold at the same time as I watched Kids Next Door. So, yes.
Yes. Speaking of kids shows that no longer exist anymore, or at least not in their prime. Did you see the Super Bowl?
Yes,
can we
of
talk
course.
About what happened
yes.
at the halftime
yes,
show?
Yes, of course. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more they did not do justice to that. And honestly, I was thrown for a loop right when they were about to do the horns and Sicko Mode came on. And I was
so angry.
No, I was at first really happy. I was like, I could not believe this, especially because my friend was on the phone with Verizon. And like earlier that day, because he was like activating his phone, and then the guy from Verizon was like, "Oh, wouldn't like all these halftime? All I the only reason I watch the Super Bowl is because the halftime shows. The halftime shows are, you know, usually stink, but like, wouldn't it be cool if like SpongeBob was on it? You know, like that type of halftime show." And he was like, "Ho ho, that's so funny!"
Wait, right? This was a joke.
Yeah, like,
it was
the
like
guy
leaked
was,
that there was something about SpongeBob.
Oh, so maybe that's how he knew, but I don't think he did. I don't know.
That's weirder.
It was really weird.
That's weirder.
And I couldn't believe it because I was like, this is exactly what the Verizon guy told my friend
Wait,
earlier
Verizon,
that day.
That's really some weird behavior.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well now I'm actually going to cancel the song I was going to play.
Oh.
And we're going to play something a little more relevant to what you're just talking about. Should I play it?
I guess go ahead, play it.
Okay, football fans, put your hands together for the Bikini Bottom Super Band!
These are some ugly looking fish.
Maybe we're near one of those toxic waste dumps.
I think I'm gonna be sick!
Okay, everybody. Let's get this over with. One, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome back. Sorry about that weird extra music at the end. I was taking that from YouTube. So, fun fact, actually, about what I just played.
Which should have been played in its entirety last night.
In its full entirety. Perhaps even longer than what we just played. They should have made an extension. It didn't go on long enough.
I will agree with that part, at least.
Anywhom. So, I learned, actually, today in the aftermath, I learned this on the internet because people were very outraged about the injustice yesterday. I learned that I guess the creators were trying to find royalty-free band music, and they didn't find anything they were happy with. So then they went and they scoured the internet or whatever and found this song, and they used it. And then right after the episode aired, there were millions more downloads from iTunes. But previously, the song was basically unknown. So I think that's pretty cool how far that song has come.
Yeah, and then here we are today with all the memes and stuff, more people playing it and whatnot. Yeah, shout out to Haskell220s for listening.
Oh, they are? They're listening to us?
Yep, and they're very happy at playing that song.
All right, that's good to hear. I'm glad. Everyone should check in. Please call. We will answer. We are obligated to answer, so we will answer the phones. WMFO.org will give you the phone number. Shout out to our 11th listener. We had 10 before. Now we have 11. Do you have a song for us?
Yeah, I can definitely get one for you.
Please.
And for everyone.
For all of you. Everyone out there. We'll also take song recommendations, so please call them.
Yeah, any song recommendations would be great.
We will consider it.
We will definitely consider it. More than...
Do you have a song? Should we play an intermediate song?
No, I got one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Why are you playing this song? What What about it clicked with you?
Well, I learned this song. I saw this band open up like a year ago, and still to this day, I like listen to it a lot. And they're a relatively unknown band because they only have like one EP last time I checked. And actually, no, they just... No, that's old. So yeah, they only really have like one thing.
What band is it?
It's called Joy Again.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. I mean, that's my opinion.
We'll be the judge. We'll hear it. We'll decide.
All right. So here we give it up for
Ready when you are.
Joy Again.
Winter snakes sleeping in the lobby. I better find a hobby or I'll become a snake too. Sneaking out the courtroom just as the judge condemns you. Life is just a pretty game that we don't want to play. I almost got one sad homeless man in the fast food chain. Don't you know that it's all right if we don't do something right? Light overcoming me every night. Is it our fault if we're doing consuming me, consuming you? If you're tired, let's get back laying in the sun and take a nap.
I was busy thinking about boys, boys, boys. I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. Had a sinner thinking about boys. I need that bad boy to do me right on a Friday. And I need that good one to wake me up.
find a better excuse. Like, I had to trash the hotel lobby, but I was busy thinking about boys.
Just heard Boys by Charlie XCX. Yeah. And now you're going to hear Daniela.
Oh, all right. Well, that, see, Ben said that was specifically for Jefferson.
Oh, that song was specifically for our friend Jefferson.
Yeah, and thanks to Dylan for giving us a call. Anyways, public service announcement. Medford Conversations is happy to announce that registration is open for their 2019 Conversation Series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer collaboration that arranges small discussion circles guided by guided by trained facilitators. Over the past 2 years, more than 100 members of the Medford community have made new connections with their neighbors as they engage in conversations on diversity and accessibility issues in Medford. This year's conversations will be centered on the question of identity and belonging in Medford and beyond. Participation in the series is free, but pre-registration is indeed required.
Do not forget.
Registration for this year's series closes on February 15th.
You still have time. You still have time, guys.
You have nine. No, no. 11 days.
You have 11 days.
So be sure to register soon. Please visit MedfordConversations, all one word, .org to register or to learn more. A public service announcement. Message. Choose from MedfordConversations.org and WMFO Radio in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you for that. So converse with some fellow Medford
people. Just to recap,
people.
You need to register by the 15th.
Yeah.
This month.
This year.
At MedfordConversations.org.
Yes.
That is one. Okay. That is the information. If you missed it, call in. We will tell you it again.
Medford Conversations. Converse.
We'll let you know at medfordconversations.org.
Correct.
That was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
That was okay. Very informative.
What are some conversations you want to hear us have or have with you all?
Ooh.
Our 15, well, I don't know how many listeners.
Yeah, no, we are at 15.
Yeah, 15 listeners. So let us know. We are more than happy to
here,
have our
conversation.
Own converse.
Should we start?
Conversations.
Should we start with if animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
I'm just kidding. You already know how to talk. I don't know. I feel like peacocks.
No, that's.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a bad reputation.
No. I know. Swans or geese.
Okay, no, you can't choose the easy. That's a low hanging fruit. I want to hear. They are the rudest and they can't even talk yet.
But that's the whole point.
They would just like say like all of the like swear words that like you're like too tasteful to use. That's how I think. They might still know how to talk and decide to, like, hiss at you.
I guess that's true. I don't know. I don't think that's low-hanging fruit. I think that's very accurate. I mean, what do you think?
I'm trying to think. I haven't thought.
Yeah, see?
I feel like fish somehow. Like, fish would just be, like, rude.
No, fish aren't rude.
Or dolphins. I bet dolphins are, like, mean British people.
I don't know about that, but I just do... Oh, my gosh. 21 Savage. Did you hear about that?
No, wait. Tell me.
21 Savage was detained by ICE in Atlanta not so long ago because he's a British citizen and he's been here undocumented since 2005. Did you know he was British?
I didn't know.
No one knew.
No one knew.
No one knew. Anyways, not fish. I think dolphins would be, though.
Dolphins are, but which type, though? There's you know those people? Okay.
The pink ones that live in the rivers.
I want to discuss this genre of person with you. There's a type of person, so you know horse girls? You're up to speed on about what that is?
Yes.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, that's somebody who, as a kid, you rode horses and knows everything about them, can look at a horse and be like, that horse is 16 and a half hands tall and is a bay horse. And they just
Wow, you know a lot more about horses.
I know
horse
a lot
girls.
More about horses
Are
than
you
I should. No, I don't want to go into
girl?
It. No, I'm not a horse girl. I've been on a horse a total of three times in my life. Maybe four. Maybe five.
Okay.
Anyway. So yeah. So then there's that's one type of person. And then there's this weird other type of person who is a dolphin girl. And obviously they haven't ridden dolphins, but they've gone to SeaWorlds and
SeaWorld's not a good place.
I don't want to talk about that right now. But yes. But they've been I pet dolphins, and they can stare at a dolphin from 60 yards away and be that one's a bottlenose dolphin off of the coast of the Pacific. And they probably are calling in right now to tell me that I'm wrong.
Yeah. Let me go pick that up.
Yeah.
And hey, what's your favorite push pop flavor?
Yeah, call in, let us know. So yeah, while Danielle's on the phone, I'm going to play a new song. This one's called,
Who May I Ask?
You'll hear after. All right, here we are.
Well, that was...
Oh, that... I'm sorry. That... I was not ready. That song was Honey Body by Kishibashi. I really always have to, like, take my time with that. I always pronounce it wrong because I always want to say Kashibashi, which I think is a better name, but whatever. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
They choose the names, not me. That's why they get paid the big bucks. All right, Danielle, you have something to say.
Yeah, so I have a friend that requested a song through multiple phone calls and messages, and he said that
very aggressively.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Next song is dedicated to his girlfriend Allie, and that it was their first favorite song. Wow, I wish I had a first favorite song with my SO. Anyways, here it is, "Lucky" by Jason Mraz.
Do you hear me talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean under the open sky? Oh my baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where been, lucky to be coming home again. Ooh.
They don't know how long it takes
waiting for a love like this.
Every time we say goodbye
I wish we had one more kiss. I'll wait for you, I promise you I will. Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
The sea to an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees move so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm in friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way. Lucky to have stayed the way we have stayed. Lucky to be coming home someday.
Yeah, there it was. Great song tribute. Yep. Loved it.
Daniel, well, you need to stall a little bit better.
I am stalling. I'm trying. Anyways.
Okay. I'm going to tell Daniela what... Daniela knows how to operate the machines that are the computers of the... Yes. She's really good at doing that. So it's going to be up... You could also do it on yours. She's trying to navigate and find a clean version of a song that I would like to play, which is something that I just have never had to do because all of my shows have been at the earliest hours in the wee morning. Like, I would exit my show, and there would just be nobody. It felt like a bomb had gone off. It was horrible. And that was my experience. Like, Aiden and I would just leave the show. We would walk outside, and it would be just freezing and weird. And, like, I'd go to bed.
This is so much better because we actually have people, like, listening and stuff.
There are people. Yeah. Our friends are willing to listen. Here's how many of us. And maybe even people in their car. We have 13. We're holding steady at 13. We bumped up to 15, but we came from our... Don't forget our roots. We started at 10. Danielle, have you found the song?
I indeed have.
Okay.
So, are we ready?
I'm ready. This is one of my favorite songs from a band I saw live last year. I play it a lot, and I can't remember the words to it, but here we go.
When did all my friends become so loud? We act like reality shows, probably 'cause reality blows. When did all my friends become so loud? We traded our boring lives for MTV storylines. Why? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. We're caught up in problem. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Ooh. Hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama. Everybody's talking now. When did all our problems get so small? Up with lovers and friends, make love to the rumors instead. Maybe we're addicted to it all. The drama is dangerous, but it's so exciting to us. Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. We're caught up in problem. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Ooh. Hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama. Everybody's talking now. When did my friends get so loud? When did my friends get so loud? When did my friends get so loud? Oh, when did my friends get loud? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. We're caught up in problem. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Everybody's talking. Hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking now.
Everybody's talking.
Tumble out of bed and and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a better promotion. Watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Hello and welcome. It is 6:55 p.m. on February
4th.
Thank you. You are listening to 91.5.
WMFO Radio. Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was it.
Medford.
That's where Medford. We are. We are in Medford. Yeah. And that is what we're listening to, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening to us in our inaugural show. It's been a lot of fun so far, so I'm excited for the coming Mondays at 7 p.m.
Heck yeah, same time.
Oh, 6 p.m.
Yep. Same time, different name. I don't think we are going to keep the name. I don't know how we can change it.
We'll change it for you all. Yeah. It'll be something different every time.
We'll send out a Google form. You guys can just like submit things, vote, whatever. We might just like take somebody else's show name. That'd be fun. We'll just be like, here, like, what's the schedule look like?
I don't know.
Here, we'll go back.
The show before us has a cool name. I forgot what it was.
Here, I'll check.
Oats, Overnight Oats. But I can't do that. She's
Overnight
my friend.
Oats, and mine was Cream of Wheat, so I don't know.
Could do Wheat of Cream.
So this is called Overnight that Oats, seems, and we could just seems, name ours.
That seems fake, though.
Yeah, it's kind of fake. We could just be like Overnight Oats 2.
No.
Or
we're not them, though. Whatever. We'll Let us know it. What you think. Same people, same time, same voices. Different show name.
All
right. Well, thank you for listening. And we're going to have that was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Shout out Matthew Rustelberg from good old Nashville. Anyway, so the next song
is going to be, apparently we're not allowed to announce the name before. So it's going to be by Magic Giant. It's a good song. Oh. The name is pretty evident, so you'll get it. I don't know. It's a really great song. Very upbeat, and that's how I want to leave it, and then we'll be here next week. Different names, same people, same faces.
6 p.m. Join us.
So here we are.
Have all good night.
Thank you for joining us, and here we are.
True. And no one needs leave you alone. You could write this love as though I'm not leaving you alone.